You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
You might remember this infamous tweet from Elon Musk in 2018. Elon tweeted,
quote, "Am considering taking Tesla private at $420 a share, funding secured."
And then he followed up, "Shareholders could either to sell at 420 or hold shares and go private." Tesla's stock price soared, and the SEC said,
"Elon, you can't actually do that. He got in trouble with the SEC because he didn't actually have funding secured."
They settled, and Elon promised he would have his lawyers review any tweets that could move the market. But then, in 2019, he did it again.
Elon Musk tweeting, "Spooling up production line rapidly, hoping to manufacture 1,000 solar roofs a week by the end of this year."
This time, Tesla's stock went up about 3% at market close.
He also had this other really market-moving tweet where he said the Tesla stock price is too high. In that case, the stock closed 10% lower than it had the day before.
Surely that was the last one.
No, of course not. He's been tweeting a lot, but he's been tweeting a lot about crypto, about Bitcoin, Dogecoin, and sending those prices up and down.
This is Recode's Ronnie Mola. She has been reading a lot of tweets from Elon Musk and has been paying attention to how it's been moving markets. Hi, Ronnie.
I am truly blessed. Hi, Adam.
So going back to that 420 tweet from 2018, tell me a little bit more about the trouble that got Elon into.
So the SEC brought Musk to court basically because they're saying this tweet isn't true. You didn't have funding secured. You misled investors and it sent the stock price up. You know, it was nowhere near 420 at the time. So they ended up settling out of court. He didn't have to admit any wrongdoing, but he lost his chairmanship. Tesla and Musk were fined a total of $20 million each. And he was supposed to run any like market moving tweets by the company's lawyers. Kind of the settlement was to sort of get a hold of this wild tweeter.
And we've been seeing the tweets. Elon is sort of famous for being wild on Twitter. But recently we learned that Elon didn't really follow the judge's orders in the case of running his tweets by a lawyer, right?
Right. Even after paying $40 million, losing his chairmanship, it turns out, based on this correspondence that the Wall Street Journal got through a FOIA request, that he's still not running these tweets by his lawyers. And the SEC is upset that he's not actually following the agreement in the settlement. So one of the tweets was about solar roof production. And the other one was him saying that the stock was too high, which actually sent the stock down about 10%.
And to be clear, Elon Musk is still the CEO of Tesla, right?
He is still the CEO of Tesla.
And a CEO saying that your company's stock price is too high seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, he just has such an effect on the stock price. And it's like so obvious. Every time he sends a tweet, you could chart out, you know, how much he sends the Tesla stock up or down.
Has anything happened to Elon after these tweets were flagged by the SEC?
The short answer is no. There's a lot of back and forth between the SEC and his lawyers. The lawyers are saying he doesn't really need to run those tweets by them because their opinion. The SEC tried to hold him in contempt of court for an earlier tweet, but the judge was like, "You guys deal with this." And they did by saying, "Okay, lawyers have to go over your tweets, but only when they have to do with production or finances." But that doesn't seem to have stopped him either. I mean, the SEC's only recourse would be to, you know, try to go back to a federal judge and see if they'll hold him in contempt or relitigate this whole thing, you know, get rid of the settlement and try to get him in trouble for that original 420 tweet.
So that's sort of one issue with Elon tweets where the government can get involved. But lately we've been seeing Elon move the price of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. What's happening there?
Yeah, he's like not, it's not enough for him to move the prices of Tesla. He's also been tweeting a lot about cryptocurrencies, in particular Dogecoin and Bitcoin. And every time he does so, he sends the stock up or down. In the case of Bitcoin, he's been tweeting a lot about the environmental impacts of it. He's saying that they're no longer accepting Bitcoin as payments. Every time he does something like that, the price of Bitcoin goes down. He's also been tweeting more positively about Dogecoin, sending the price of Dogecoin up, you know, saying that he's going to work with Dogecoin developers to make it a better cryptocurrency.
To be clear, when Elon said that Tesla was going to start accepting Bitcoin, that sent the price of Bitcoin way up. And then he said they were going to stop and that sent it right back down.
Right. He had this about face. And, you know, it made sense because it was weird that he said we're going to accept Bitcoin, which is like notoriously bad for the environment. You know, Tesla is an electric car company. And then, you know, he reneged on that and was like, okay, no, we're not going to accept it because it's bad for the environment. In some ways, he's just like playing around, it seems.
Yeah, it seems like he's playing around and there's not a teacher on the playground to stop him. Is that right?
Right, because his parents bought the playground, so they owe him.
Okay, right. Or I guess in the case of cryptocurrency, like who is going to stop him? The crypto police?
Right. The thing with cryptocurrencies is it's not clear who, if any, U.S. government body like regulates it. It's unregulated. So he has a lot less to worry about with his crypto tweets than he does with ones for Tesla.
So it sounds like we can expect this to keep happening.
So last night he tweeted a meme and some text and emoji about breaking up with Bitcoin. That sent the stock down something like 5% this morning. So it doesn't seem like he's going to stop. He's having fun with it.
You tweet a lot.
I use my tweets to express myself. Some people use their hair.
He's not even just tweeting about Tesla and crypto. He's also like testing the waters with Baby Shark. The other day, he tweeted about how much he loves Baby Shark and how much he crushes it or something. And that sent the stock price of the song's publisher up something like 10%.
Now it's in my head.
Great.
Why does this matter? Are there consequences? It's easy for us to talk and joke about, and certainly easy for Elon too, but why should we pay attention to his tweets?
So in the case of crypto, this matters because it's become much more mainstream. So many more institutional investors and then just regular retail investors, you know, people like you and me, are investing in stuff like Bitcoin. And, you know, the price is all over the place and he's, you know, making people lose or gain lots of money with a single tweet. One of my coworkers said something like, I lose $200 every time Elon Musk tweets about Bitcoin.
So here we have someone who is often the richest person in the world tweeting and making others either richer or poorer.
Right. You know, it might be insubstantial to him, but he's definitely messing with other people's wealth. There's also the issue of Tesla having a lot of Bitcoin. So you could say that's sort of unfair. They were able to turn a profit last quarter, I believe, because of selling Bitcoin. So if he's able to make money on Bitcoin and then he's moving its price, it just certainly feels unfair.
Well, Twitter is unfair. Thanks for joining us, Ronnie.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to learn more about Baby Shark or anything else in tech, then just email us the request, recodedaily@recode.net.